Mini episode 1009 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by Sportsology, delivering unconventional columns and webcasts about sports, TV, music, movies, and more. Follow them on the web at sportsology.com.
The FDH Lounge. You want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
Welcome to FDH Lounge Mini, episode number 1009. I'm FDH Managing Partner Rick Morris, here with our preview of Better Call Saul, episode 4.2. Here's our top five developments coming out of the season four opener. Number five, the issue of the money that Howard owed Chuck for the HHM buyout remains firmly in the background. It took the entire season four premiere for Jimmy to even learn that Howard pushed Chuck out of the company, so the notion of what comes next in terms of the money that someone's going to collect may not even be on the immediate horizon. But it will be dealt with, and Jimmy will make sure that he's right there in a position to collect. Number four, Howard and Kim are both having a tough time dealing with Chuck's passing. Howard's sense of guilt was overwhelming, which is not surprising given that Chuck was his mentor and often seemed to regard him as the little brother that he wished he had, and then the only real fight that they ever had happened as Chuck departed this mortal coil deliberately and denied Howard any closure. Kim felt badly, despite how badly Chuck treated Jimmy, because she's a good person, and she's also concerned about what this development is doing to her man, as well she should be. Number three, whether he's just showing dedication for his paycheck or trying to impress Gus, we know that Mike's approach at Madrigal will impress Gus. We knew this from Breaking Bad. Mike doesn't jerk around with anything. If you've got a job to do, even being a crooked cop, you do it well. It's an interesting code to live by, but he makes it work. In season three, Gus was already taking note of Mike's professionalism and his capabilities, and he'll only be more impressed by the future cleaner given how he takes even this Madrigal deal seriously. Remember, Gus has his own peculiar code. Number two, Gus has the goods on Nacho and is already working Juan Bolsa to get rid of his Salamanca problem. Victor was able to verify Gus's suspicions that Nacho messed around with the old man's meds, so now he's got leverage on a key player inside Hector's crew with Hector now out of the picture. And he's filling Juan Bolsa's head with thoughts that the Salamanca crew should be out of the picture altogether. The cartel side of the show is going to reach Breaking Bad levels of intrigue this year, which is awesome. Number one, Jimmy is grappling with the toughest challenge that he's ever faced. How to process the loss of his brother, a man who loathed him and who he helped push to his untimely demise. If Howard's head is messed up by lack of closure, how screwed up is Jimmy's? Howard's confession allowed Jimmy to deny, outwardly and inwardly, his own culpability, but deep down he knows better. He helped to push Chuck off of that cliff. Bob Odenkirk has spoken in recent interviews about how Jimmy will spend much of this season trying to compartmentalize his guilt and push it deep down, but it will spurt out in ways that he can't control at times that will be very inconvenient for him. We've speculated a few times before about whether we're at the true beginning of the journey to Jimmy becoming Saul, and we've been wrong every time, but we should be right this time. This is it. There will, of course, be zigs and zags, because that's how this show operates, but this trauma is undeniably the start of Jimmy morphing into Saul, and we already know things won't become any better once he becomes Cinnabon Gene. Thank you for checking out this mini-episode of the FDH Lounge.
As we bring the show to a close, we would like to extend our deepest gratitude to NBC, CBS, ABC, Fox, All Clear Channel affiliates, TNT, TBS, USA, UPN, Deadspin.com, YouTube.com, YTMND.com, MySpace.com, various blogs, Fox News, CNN, CNBC, MSNBC, IamBored.com, Billboard.com, Google.com, ESPN, ESPN2, ESPN News, ESPN Classic, NBA TV, NFL Network, Sports Time Ohio, Athlon Magazine, Comedy Central, Cartoon Network, The Boomerang Channel, QVC, BET, The Spice Channel, Steno Notebooks, Manwich, Papermate Office Supplies, Waitresses, Strippers, Bartenders, Garbage Men, Janitors, Microwave Popcorn, The Writers of The Office, Scrubs, Entourage, My Name is Earl, Oz, Metalocalypse and the Boondocks, Awkwafina, and The Periodic Table of Elements.